What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. Titanfall episode.
Stand by for Titanfall.
I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Matt Curione.
Robots punching in the face.
And Austin Griffith.
I'm a Scatman!
I hate you.
I almost said Chris Locke, too, because I'm so used to saying that in the intro.
Wow.
And, we've been playing a lot of Titanfall. And so instead of boring you with all of our Titanfall talk on a regular episode of This Game is Broken, we're doing a special one. And So I've put maybe 65 hours into Titanfall so far.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I play every night when I get home from work. Wow. But well, I know you can't be too far, Austin, because I think you're I saw you got regeneration the day after me. So you can't be too far behind.
I mean, it resets your... Let me see if I can find out. I'll tell you. I played 18 hours, 46 minutes.
What?
Yep.
That's it?
Yeah.
How do I find out? The personal stats, let's see.
I don't know. I would go to check out someone else's stats and compare.
Wow, Barry.
What?
I've played for 4 hours and 4 minutes.
What?
Yep.
Matt's not even qualified to be on the podcast.
Barely.
Well, he did play a bunch of the beta, so I guess there's that.
I did. Constantly.
Yeah, so I... That was... And you know what I've noticed? I think of, out of all the modes, because I loved Domination at first, as I played constantly. But now as I... Oh, yeah, hard point, sorry. But once I got the achievement for winning 50 matches, I went to attrition. I think attrition gives you way more experience.
Yeah, it does. Just because there's so much to do.
Yeah, and then actually after I started learning how to play attrition a little bit more, actually I favor attrition much more than I did for hard point.
I played the best game of attrition I've ever played last night.
Yeah.
I put on the card at the beginning where you... get ignored by specters, turrets, and drums.
Double agent.
Yeah. And I started out. By the end of the match, I had four titans, never died, 104 points.
Wow. And,
70 kills.
You must have killed every grunt and specter that was on that map.
I was just running around killing grunts and specters constantly.
Murder.
See, that's what I like about attrition is the fact that everything you do kind of has a point value. And yeah. So, a pilot has 4 points, but, how quickly can you kill 4 grunts?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So just kill everything you see, and you could actually, even if you only get, a couple pilot kills. I've seen people that get, 3 pilot kills, they're at the top because they killed, 35 minions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to kill minions, they're cute.
Well.
That's just me.
I love the little Marvins.
The who? What?
Oh, Marvin. The Marvins. Okay.
The yellow robots that have the smiley faces on them that don't hurt you.
Yeah, they're
they're
like the specters. But if you kill them, you get challenges for killing them.
Yeah, they're actually the IM or the militia repurposes those into their actual specters.
How did you even get this out of the story?
Because when you're getting out of the militia dropship in a few levels, there's a Marvin there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. He's the one with the smiley face, and you should be able to high five him as you walk out. He's so cute.
That and they, since I got the achievement for 50 winning 50 attrition matches, I went to a Last Titan Standing. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been trying to play, which is I really enjoy Last Titan Standing because the loadout I'm using is great for Titan fights. But the thing is, when you're playing Last Titan Standing, there's so many people that don't know how to fight in a Titan. They're using the weirdest loadout for just fighting Titans. And I'm what are you doing? Just get out of my way. Get out of my way and let me fight. And then even there's been times where I died and someone, you could watch other people run around and play the game and they lose their Titan and they're playing it attrition or something. Cause they don't want it. So they don't want to die. They eject and they go and hide. I'm what are you doing? You've already become useless. Just go and do everything you can to kill a Titan. You know what I mean?
What I do on occasion is I'll go and
let my Titan go.
I'll put my Titan in the back of the map and crouch and then get out and put him in guard mode so he doesn't move. And then I just run around, because then, like, it normally gets to where I'm the last person because people can't find him.
Yeah.
That's just mean.
But then once they get found, I mean, killing an Auto-Titan is so easy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I get back in him once I'm the last person.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was watching one dude last night, he was crouched down, it was on that, the Hammond level, I can't remember which one it is. But he was, like, on top of the building, just crouching, not wanting to get killed. I'm like, dude, you better pull out your your Titan weapon and just start doing some damage, because you've already lost your Titan. Like, who cares if you die? Yeah. It only matters if your Titan gets taken out or not. But that's why I started last night. I mean, it's fun, and also, but it seems to take a little too long, though. For me, for the matches.
So, speaking of loadouts, what loadouts do you use?
Well, for my Titan, because it seems like as I went through on my first playthrough, I used one loadout. Now that I've come now on my second generation, I seem to have found a different loadout that I like.
Yeah.
Like my first one, I liked. I loved the Strider with the triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
I used the Strider with the triple threat in I can't remember the name of the perk, the one that allows the bombs from the triple threat to attach like mines on the ground.
I didn't even know that was a perk.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Apparently it is, and he uses it.
I'd use that, and then I used the electric smoke and nuclear ejection. And but see, I love the triple threat when I was playing through it the first time, because it's just like you can just cover the field in bombs. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't even have. There's been times I'm just like, all right, there might be somebody over there, so I just, you know, shoot a clip into the air, and then as I'm running away, boom, 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 it's like, you know, makes a little sound, and I kill somebody. I'm like, yep, because it just covers the ground and area of effect of, you know, destruction. That's why I like to just you just think that there might be somebody in the area, just kind of cover the whole building in bombs, and then just walk away.
What about for your pilot?
Right now, currently, the one I like is the car SMG.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the middle SMG, that with the counterweight.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I used my first playthrough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Now I use the Hemlock, the little
really?
VR type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get a hold of that thing at all.
I didn't like it at first, but it's like, I really like it now. Like, I can't play with anything else. I just like, because it's just like, pull the trigger twice, and if you get all your hits, they're dead.
Yeah, that, I don't know. It just seems like it zooms in so much that for such a fast-moving game, I'm like, I can't do it. It's too much precision for me.
Wait, which one are you thinking of?
The Hemlock. It's the three-burst shot, right?
It zooms a lot?
Well, more than, like, an SMG.
No, maybe that's just with the iron sights,
then,
because I use the one of the different sights, so it's not really zoomed in at all.
Oh, okay. What have you been using, Matt?
I used just the regular carbine.
Yeah.
Constantly.
You know how good that thing is? That's what
It really is. Man. It's like a perfectly balanced weapon.
That weapon is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm using that carbine with the holo sight.
Because
I like to zoom in and murder things.
Yeah.
With my guns.
That with its suppressor is so good.
And I also, for the anti-Titan, you know, I got the Archer Heavy Rocket, because I haven't upgraded anything, so I got that.
Yeah, but I love that rocket, because one, it locks on, two, it does hella damage.
It really does.
If you hit somebody with that, their whole shield is gone.
It's especially good for dropships.
Yeah?
Yeah, it takes them out pretty quick.
Yeah.
For, like, the little, instead of, like, the cloak, I'm using this, like, radar pulse.
Yep. I use that on every loadout.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the arc grenades, because I like people's screens to go fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah, I use the active radar pulse on every loadout. There's been times where I was like, oh, let me try the stim, or let me try cloak. Nope, don't do well.
Yeah, no. You're good without that.
That radar pulse is just it's the best thing ever. You're like, oh, is that a grunt? Is that a pilot? I don't know. Let me go see.
Let me go test this out.
Doesn't matter what you are, I'm going to kill you once I find you.
Yeah.
I can teach you guys this one little trick that will make you all switch your organs to satchel charges.
Dude, the what satchel charge, yes, that's what I've started using.
Listen, jump on a Titan and start shooting them, and then when they get out, jump off and throw one right in front of you. Mm-hmm. It'll land right where the pilot lands when they get out, and you'll pull the trigger and they'll die. And then it'll just
be nice.
A See, this works that time. That satchel charge is just like, I talked about this on another episode of This Game Is Broken, but like that, I never used them until in one match I was just getting decimated by a pilot that was using them. Like he was,
then you started,
yeah, he was using them as like basically as grenades. Like he would throw them into a room before, just to see if there's anyone and pull the trigger, and it does such an area of effect that like it was just no matter what room we threw it in, it would just clear the room and kill everybody in there.
And what a jerk!
Every time this person would get me, and I was like, no, I gotta start using them. And I'm like, yep, they're the best. Because like I'll throw them like once you use the active radar pulse, I'm like, oh, there might be someone coming in the building, so I'll throw one like on this staircase, or I'll throw it by that window, and I just wait a couple seconds. You don't even have to see the person. I just wait. All right, pull the trigger. Boom, killed them. Like, I didn't even know they were there. Like, it just does so much damage and has such an area of effect. I just, I love that thing. It just obliterates people. And yeah, and it's also good. I've been using it the same way that Austin said, except for as when I'm the pilot getting out of the Titan. It's like, I'll jump out, I'll turn around, I'll throw one down so that when they jump off the Titan, I kill them. Or even if they're still on it, I blow them off.
Do you guys know that if you crouch before you get out of your Titan, you get out like a lot faster?
Huh. No, I did not.
Oh, if you crouch as your Titan, then get out?
Yeah, and then get out, it just like pushes you right out instead of showing like the animation of you jumping up.
Interesting. No, I haven't done that.
Save your life sometime.
Yeah, before my first playthrough, the loadout I was using was the regular SMG with the scatter fire. Which is, I mean, it does, like, it has, like, horrible accuracy, but it's so good for up close. It's just, like, another version of the shotgun, almost.
Yeah.
Because it just unleashes, like, an entire clip in, like, a second. But you can't, but it's just, like, you can't really aim at that thing, but anything in front of you is going to get killed. And I'll just use that, because, like I was saying before, Austin, you were just talking about, like, precision. I can't do precision.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, just spray and kill everything in front of me.
I don't get the people who use a sniper in this game. Like, I don't see how you could ever...
People kill me with the sniper.
Mm. Yeah, I still don't like them.
I'm like, I don't even know how you... One, how you stay in one place for that long. Two, how on earth are you able to take out people that are running on walls with a sniper?
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy. You are gifted. Like, I don't know how you do that.
Like, if you die by that, they deserve the kill.
Yeah, there's been times where I'm just like... Like, hey, seriously, like, you'll go up to a window and you stop for 1 second, you die. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like, holy crap. And I was like, yeah, you got me. I'm not even going to be upset about that one. Like, I can't be. But also what I like to use is the that arc mine.
I tried that and I couldn't get into it.
I use it a lot for, it's great for hard point, obviously. You just, you know, you go into hard point, you throw down like you throw down arc mine to the entrances, and then you hear the dee dee dee, and you're like, yep, someone's coming. Because you know, once explosion goes off, that they also they can't see you. So you just wait for that sound. When one goes off, you go over there and just annihilate the person. I mean, it's perfect. That, or even when you suspect someone's following you, just throw it down as you're running, and if you hear it go off, yeah, there's someone behind you.
I've never even tried it, but now you're making me want it.
Yeah, the arc mine is. I used it a lot. After I got it, I used that all the way until like just a couple days ago when I started using the satchel charges.
Hmm.
I mean, it can kill somebody. They have to be like right on it when it goes off. And usually they've run past it a little bit, but even still, it does damage and it destroys their screen.
You're making me want to try it now, Perry.
Yeah, you should go try it. Arcmine's fun. I'm telling you, especially like if you know those times you're like, oh, I'm gonna, you run upstairs to go, you know, to peek out a window. Well, while you're running upstairs, throw down an arcmine. You don't have to watch your back anymore. You know what I mean? If you hear it go off, yeah. Well, there's someone there. Then, what's your Titan loadout?
I use a Ogre Titan with the 40mm smoke and the cluster warhead, whatever it's called.
Cluster missile. Yep.
And I got extended magazine on the 40mm, nuclear ejection, and survivor.
Oh, okay. So what's the, what are the, the unlocks for the 40mm cannon?
I believe it's only...
Just the extended mag?
Yeah. Extended mag, and then there's a burst fire. Which is kind of like easy mode, because...
Burst fire? Was it shoot 3 shots?
3, yeah.
Dang! Dude, that thing does damage already.
Yeah, it's good, but it like your clip runs dry so quick.
Yeah, you should probably put that fast autoloader on there.
Yeah. It's not the best. It's more for, like, if you aren't good with the 40mm, because then you can get a lot of hits with it.
See, that's what I should put on then.
Yeah.
That's what I was using. I mean, I've tried it a couple times, but...
Well, because you need it to regenerate the third time. You need the challenge for it. Did you not know that?
For what? To regenerate a third time?
Yep.
You have to...
Every regeneration, there's challenges you have to complete in order to regenerate again.
Really?
The second level. For the second level, you have to get 500 kills with the shotgun and 100 pilot kills with the shotgun.
Jesus.
And then 500 kills with the 40 millimeter and 100 pilot kills with it.
No, believe this.
That's why the first thing I did was start using the shotgun, and I fell in love with it, actually.
Where'd you find this out, that you have to complete these challenges?
Is your game on?
No.
Well, if you want to turn it on, you can go to... You go to challenges, and then it'll say regen requirements.
Really? Oh, man, I got work to do, because I'm like level 48. And I haven't been using the shotgun at all. Dang it.
Yeah. I got it by, like, level 25. One of the hardest ones is in Regeneration 5, you have to get to... It used to be the fifth level, but now it's the first level. They changed it. Of Gooser. Do you know what that one is?
Uh-uh.
It's when you kill someone while they're ejecting.
Ugh.
That's so hard.
After ejecting. It used to be you had to get 50 kills, but so few people could get it that they switched it down to 10 kills.
Yeah, that's good, because I have yet to kill somebody ejecting.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, I did it one time, and that was just because, like, I happened to be fighting someone, obviously, when I was in my Titan, and I fired a cluster missile.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went to eject, like, the cluster missile killed them.
That's a good idea. Shoot it, like, right on top of them.
Yeah. There's been times where I'm like, first of all, it takes me a second to find the pilot in the air.
Yeah.
And then even after that, I'm like, I'm trying to shoot you. Nope, can't do it.
That's why that one's so hard.
Man. I'm kind of bummed. Man, I got work to do then. I was like, I'm going to get to, you know, Regeneration 3 or Generation 3.
Yep, nope.
Haven't used a shotgun at all.
Nope. You will do no such thing, sir.
Yeah. I mean,
you got to get all 5 levels of the shotgun challenges and all 5 levels of the 40mm challenge.
Is that in the generation or all together? Probably in the generation.
In the generation. Yeah.
Dang it, man. That sucks. Yep.
That's the only reason I started using the Ogre. I used to hate it, but then I needed to stay alive more. Get more kills with the 40mm, and now I can't play anything but it.
Yeah, well, like I said, my first loadout was that triple threat, but now in this my second generation, mm-hmm. I went back to the Atlas, because it can move and it can take some damage, and
that was my preferred.
Yeah, I've been using the chain gun with the accelerator.
Holy
crap, that thing eats through Titans.
I can never get into the chain gun. It's just like it feels like it doesn't do enough.
I mean, it's kind of okay. I just liked how I can actually I can aim a lot better with it, especially like once their shields are off, I can keep on their soft zones a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get that accelerator, holy jeez, that thing just eats through anything. So like when you first start pulling trigger, it's just like pop, 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 and then the longer you hold it, the faster it goes. But after you hold that thing for a couple of seconds, you're just unleashing so much ammo. You just see their health just drain so fast.
Insane.
It's so sick. Once I started using that, I was like, hell yes. I just keep using that. Watch it if you ever get the accelerator,
mm-hmm.
and you put that thing on a dropship. Holy, you will almost kill that thing by yourself.
I love destroying the dropships. It's like...
Yeah, there's been times where I come down, I'm the only one there, and I'll shoot a cluster missile, and then I'll just, within one clip of that accelerator, the dropship has like maybe 10% life left.
Jeez.
I'm just like, oh, man. And that's what I've been using in the... That's what, like, I was playing like Last Titan Standing. I'm using that, and I'm just like shredding through other Titans. There's dudes that are running around with like the quad missile, but they're firing it in like its AoE thing, so like the missiles are spinning around. I'm like, no, what are you doing?
I hate that.
Like, why are you doing this?
A lot of people don't even realize.
No, they're just aiming.
They just think the radical changes.
Like, no, you're not even shooting the Titan. Get out of my way.
Like spins around and misses everything completely.
Yeah. Go sit in the corner. I got work to do. Yeah, you gotta check out that accelerator with that chain gun. It's probably one of my favorite things in that game right now.
The biggest reason I haven't been trying different loadouts is just because I know that I'm going to have to use them in another generation, so I'd rather wait and use them when I have to instead of getting like burnt out on them now.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I like about the regenerating is it doesn't just give you the ability to play through again. It what?
Yep, we lost them.
Oh.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, are you there?
No.
You dropped out for like 10 seconds.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, you're talking about playing it on a different playthrough, and that was so you dropped out.
Yeah, I love how like the regenerations don't just make you play through and level up again. It actually lets you, like, it forces you to try out new guns that otherwise you would have never tried before.
Yeah.
Which is something that I feel like more games should do.
Well, I mean, it helps in Titanfall too, because all the weapons are so awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they all feel great.
They do.
Especially that, I mean, like, yeah, I started using that carbine on my second generation. I used it a lot. Then I was like, oh, let me go to something else. And then I happened to go back to it a couple matches last night. Because like you said, like, I would play through it to kind of hit all the challenges and unlock stuff. And then once I do that, I go to a new weapon. And then I went back to the carbine again last night. I'm like, man, this is just such a good weapon. Like, you can kill people up close. You can kill people far away. I mean, it's just, for that to be like your starting weapon, one of your starting weapons is so great. It's one of the, I mean, like, that weapon is so nicely designed.
So who do you like more, the IMC or the Militia?
Militia.
I go with the IMC because they have benefits.
I like the IMC for like the white Titans and the white suits they wear.
Plus, I like the idea of dental insurance. That's always nice.
Speaking of this,
because you really think that the Militia is going to have dental?
No.
Come on.
Mm-mm. What did you guys think playing through the campaign?
It's
cool.
Obviously, there's not much of the campaign besides like your entrance and exits. Like that's
yeah,
where
but I like the way they did it. It was pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
That's. I mean, that's what's kind of neat. Is like your entrance to each level is kind of neat. It's something different instead of just jumping out of the dropship. Like, you know, it gives you a little bit of story. It gives you a little bit of a feel of what's going on.
When I was playing through it, I didn't really like it at first. But then after I played through the campaign like 5 times,
yeah,
I kind of love it because it's like you start to get more and more of the story. Like you understand it more. Mm-hmm. Like, I love, like, okay, we're going to spoil the campaign right here.
Oh, jeez. I'm sure
something. Don't spoil it. I haven't beaten all of them
shit,
yet.
It's not a big deal.
Like, I'm only 4 hours in.
Halfway through, when they're attacking, it's not Demeter. They're attacking, like, a nuclear core, and it's like the lieutenant basically says that he's dead, so Spyglass takes over. And, you know, no matter if your team wins, they're like, send in the dropships now, and then Spyglass is like, cancel that order. And he just, like, averts everything, and then you die right there.
Because the explosion, yeah, that's Demeter.
Yeah,
that's Demeter.
Is that Demeter?
Yeah.
No, I loved that. It was because it was like, it felt like what I loved about the Titanfall campaign, and I had to explain this to someone to get them to even consider playing it. Is it's not like a traditional campaign where you're like super soldier, master chief, buff dude.
Yeah, you can
save the world. You are a soldier. That's it.
Yeah,
like
you're just some dude.
You only get the information that everyone gets, you know, you're not anyone special. You're not getting anything amazing.
Well, what's kind of cool is the fact that, yeah, you're playing through the campaign and you can still lose.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose, it doesn't affect the story, but yeah. And then also like that beginning, I mean, obviously like the best, there's a couple really good parts of like the entrances for that, some of the campaign levels, but one of my favorites is when you're playing the Militia and you're going into Demeter and everybody's dropping out of the, drop shifts, and then what's his name, McCallan, drops in on a Titan. Mm-hmm. You still there, Austin? Nope, lost him again.
Jesus Christ.
What's going on over there, Matt?
I don't know. he smells.
Well, let's try to...
So I use electric smoke with my Titan.
Yes.
He's an Atlas.
Yeah, you like using the Atlas too?
Yeah. Probably because I used it all throughout the beta, so...
Yeah.
Oops, sorry, my internet just cut out.
No, that's fine.
No! Saying, really?
When you drop in and you get shot down, and then he drops in front of you to like save the day.
Yeah, when McAllen, yeah, he drops in on a dropship. Like, come on, we're getting into, or whatever he says, and then he actually, you have to follow him. He runs and breaks through the barricade.
Yeah,
like, yeah, go kill some fools. oh, sorry, that's my alarm to get up.
Thanks, Barry.
Oh, so we're in the past?
No, I always have an alarm for 9 o'clock. That's my, I can't sleep past this time.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's rough, man. I gotta keep myself good, though. What was I talking about? Oh, Matt was talking about electric smoke and how much fun that is.
Electric smoke is awesome.
You know what I like about electric smoke? It just keeps, it just like, because I'm like, I'm too lazy to get on my Titan if you jump on me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's I'm, what it is.
It keeps the pests away.
There's some, every, like, I love using the particle wall so someone, you know, can't shoot you when you put that up.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just like, it's so nice when someone jumps on your back, like, oh, I got to get out of my Titan to get you off. You know, once I get out of my Titan, you're going to jump off anyways. But it's like, they just force you to do that. But yeah, the electric smoke is nice just to pop the smoke and just sit in it. Mm-hmm. Like, either you're going to get off me or you're going to die.
It's like, well, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about it last night. I was like, you know what? It's just nice because I'm just too lazy to get out of my Titan right now.
Yeah, like you don't want to have to deal with them. Like, falling off.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Then, or using that, I can't remember the name of the perk, but there's one that actually loads up your, not your ordnance, but your tactical. It loads it up faster, so you can just like use electric smoke constantly.
Yeah.
That one's nice. So that's like, I mean, it took me a while to even realize that it actually damages Titans too. So like,
if, oh yeah, it does.
Yeah, if someone tries to come and start punching me, I pop that, you know, dash backwards and just start unleashing on them.
Those Titans just can't stop coughing.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of General Grievous over there. Horrible.
Yeah, like one of the, I got a clip loaded right, the other day. I was playing with this guy I met online, and we were holding a hard point, and there was this one pilot who had basically just been like destroying us like every game he played.
Mm-hmm.
But on this one game we were actually like doing pretty good against this pilot, and I was holding the Charlie hardpoint in Fracture.
Okay.
The one where you can actually sit by in a Titan. So I was just like holding it. So this dude was like, basically was like, oh, I'm going to get through this guy. So he drops the Titan and I kicked his ass so bad. That's just like, that's one of the best feelings. It's like when you go to fight a Titan, you just steamroll through the other person.
Just lay waste.
Yeah, like I decimated this dude so bad. The only thing he did was like catch a couple of my bullets and try to fire them back at me.
Okay.
And then, but I happened to, I dashed and I used the, and I was in his face and I used the rocket salvo and every rocket just hit him. And he happened to go to Doom Pilot right at the same time as I was throwing a punch and I executed him. I was like, yes, that's the best.
What I love about Titanfall is when you get to play with a team, you just dominate because it's like everybody kind of does their own thing. So like, when we had a full team in the beta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I played with a friend the one night I got to. It was just like, you just destroy because any amount of teamwork and you can just win everything. It's just like everything kind of flows perfectly.
Yeah.
It's kind of delightful.
Yeah, it really does. If you have even just like the smallest amount of teamwork. 'Cause, I mean, everybody, even if you are playing Hardpoint, which is a little more team, a little more strategy based, still everyone's kind of just like doing their own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have someone on there, at least like, man, with Hardpoint, like, I don't even know why people just don't even use their mics just to be like, all right, I'm holding Alpha. Just so you know, okay, there's somebody there. Or like,
it's off a little.
Yeah, or even yeah, or so if you die, okay, losing Alpha. Mic. So you know, like, okay, we got to go get there. But no, and everyone's just like, oh, I died. Not going to let you know, we're losing a point. Whatever. But yeah, have you guys?
We mostly just don't hear people talking because, you know, they're in parties.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, even if that.
But I've also like I got a headset to play with finally.
Oh, nice!
And I like the audio mixer. So like, because like your little attachment that you have to use headphones in the Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
There's
an audio mixer, so you could turn up, games, music and sound, or you can churn up chat. So yeah. You can do one or the other all the way, so you don't hear the other one. So if someone's talking, I don't have to actually go in and mute them. I just turn the game music all the way up to the chat leaves.
I would get that just for that.
I'm just like, yep, don't want to hear you. But what modes have you guys been playing?
Attrition.
Yeah, I play mainly attrition or the campaign.
Okay.
Some capture the flag.
Yeah, I was trying to go through the campaign last night to get my get the achievement for winning all militia.
Yeah.
Levels. But one thing that needs to be added into that game is for you to choose what side you want to play on in the campaign.
Yeah.
I keep going. I'm like, nope, IMC, back out. Try again. IMC, back out. It was like for 15 minutes, I finally got on the militia side. I'm like, thank you.
You want those benefits? Jesus.
I want the achievement from the militia side.
Yeah, that's no... Yeah, whatever. We're talking long run here.
And the militia titans don't look really pretty with their, like, orange heads.
I like them.
No, I like the... Yeah, I like the IMC titans much better.
Yeah, me too.
What do you think about that IGN Optimus Prime video?
I would buy the hell out of that. You have no idea. I would buy that.
In Park song.
All hail Megatron.
That and what if, like, it's like the first DLC comes Optimus Prime, second DLC, yeah, Megatron.
For third DLC, the Megazord. I want that.
The third DLC would be like Starscream and Bumblebee.
No, I want the Megazord.
The best is like at the end of the video, he's like roll out, and he's like in his truck form. Yeah.
It's so good.
Like, that's what you have. Like, when you go to run, that's what Optimus Prime does. He turns into a truck and rolls out real fast. Like, that's your dash.
Oh, my God, yes.
He was using an axe.
I would buy the hell out of it.
And I've been, I usually, like, attrition I really loved right now. And started playing Last Titan Standing. I've done a couple matches of Capture the Flag. Which Capture a Flag in Titanfall is awesome, but it's just like the same thing with Last Titan Standing for me. It takes a long time. I mean, it can take a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, 50 matches of this. Winning 50 matches of this is going to take forever.
I forgot that was even an achievement. I don't even know if I have that yet.
You have to win 50 matches of this, that, and the other. And then I played some Pilot Hunter, which is, I mean... It's like attrition, I guess, except you only get points for pilots.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, it's cool. But yeah, if attrition just feels so good because everything you're doing is helping your team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time you kill a Spectre or a Grunt, you know, it's just like it's nice. Then, do you guys do a lot of hacking?
Not so much.
Not really.
Oh, man, I hack everything I see. Every time there's an auto turret, yep, gotta go hack it. Because, I mean, the auto turrets, I mean, I don't know, I've been killed.
No, the turrets I do always hack.
I've been killed by a couple of those things. They put out some damage. But the Spectres, yeah, I hack every one of those things. Because, I mean, you get a point for killing them, and they follow you around, so you got a little army. So it's good if, like, if you're in a building, you're, like, want to shoot out a window, you got those little dudes behind you, at least.
The best is to do it on the last mission of the campaign when all the Spectres are there.
All the Spectres. Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. I just got a...
Yep. I use the card. I use all the Spectre cards.
Yeah, I was going to say that I have that that burn card, the Wi-Fi virus.
Yeah.
So you take over...
That's really cool when you're in your...
What the hell is the Wi-Fi virus?
It's a burn card where every time you pass a Spectre, you take it over.
Yep, you just stand near it for a minute.
Yeah. So, like, as you're running around, you're just picking up every Spectre that's around you. It's great. I've seen people wonder, like, some dude came around the corner. I was like, dude, you got, like, 8 Spectres behind you. Like, that's the best. Then conscription is the same thing, but it's for grunts.
Well, no, that doesn't have them follow you. That just means if you're near them and they get killed, you get the points.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hear an echo.
Matt?
Yes?
No, we were getting an echo from your side.
Oh, all right.
No more echo, though. And, I have that that Spectre camo card.
That's so much fun.
But every time I use it, I get killed right away. Every time I use it.
There's a rumor going around. No one's seen it on video, but apparently if someone's in Spectre camo, you can run up and hold X to hack them.
Oh,
And you'll do the, what you call it, the animation of, like, jamming the Dana knife into their head, but then it'll just kill them.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would work.
Yeah.
It'd be almost like breaking their neck, but you're sticking a knife into the back of the person's head.
That's always nice.
Speaking of which, I love the Data Knife. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is neat. It is neat.
Like, I love when you pull it out and then you just press the button and the little data chip clicks down.
Yeah. Something I wrote about in, like, that Titanfall DLC post I did was because, you talked about the double agent card, Austin, where it's like anything that's basically a computer doesn't attack you. Spectres don't attack you, Auto Titans don't attack you, and Auto Turds don't attack you. And I was like, and you can hack two out of three of those things. It's like, man, why can't you hack an Auto Titan?
No, wait. Auto Titans don't attack you? Are you sure?
No. Yeah, they don't attack you if you're a double agent.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's it was weird. Just grunts, specters, and turrets.
No, anything... anything
spores, molds, and fungus.
If anything computerized doesn't attack you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I was like, why can't you hack an Auto Titan?
Well, the grunts also don't attack you.
Oh. But that would be the best. You see an Auto Titan jump onto its back and you hack it.
I would...
You know, it might take a little bit longer. That would be so rad. You jump off and, yep, now I have two. I have my Auto Titan, I have your Auto Titan following me now. You don't like that idea?
I don't like change.
And Austin's internet is the worst. I don't know how he plays Titanfall with this kind of internet.
Yeah, what is he doing? Seriously. How does he live? This doesn't make any sense.
And we're not even using, like, a video call.
Yeah, I know. It's just audio.
You over there, Austin? You back?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Like, my internet never does this. It's kicking me out of Titanfall, too. It's pissing me off.
I was just about to say, how do you even play Titanfall with this kind of internet?
Yeah, I was running, and I'm about to get in the dropship, and everything freezes, and
I'm shooting,
and I'm like, Jesus.
Speaking of that, how great is that evacuation?
That's amazing.
I love it.
Man, that's one of the best parts of that game. Either if you're killing somebody or if you have to evacuate, that's like one of like for me that's one of the more heart pounding moments of the game.
I love it
because like and it says defeat. You're like, dang it! Now you know you have to run. You only have one life.
Oh, man,
yeah, and like that's the thing. It's like, oh, I don't have respawn. And you know, whoever kills you, you always feel better. Like when you kill that person that's trying to evacuate, like, God, you're denied, and you don't want to have that happen to you. So you're like, oh, I gotta get there. And there's that moment of like you're like maybe. You know, 20 meters or so from where it's going to come, you're like, do I go there now or do I wait? It's like, oh, if I go there now, someone might be there waiting. Like, you know, like what I like to do is as a Titan, if someone's trying to evac, I just pull up right to where the dropship's going to be and just electric smoke.
Yeah, pop. I do that.
That or
you kids have fun.
Yeah, that or I cluster missile the entrance. And a lot of time they die trying to get into the dropship.
Yeah, they had it coming. But, come on, trying to escape.
One of the things I do is I'll wait like some distance away, and when it gets to like maybe like 5 seconds left before it leaves, that's when I'll take off and jump into the dropship.
I always like get like right under it and shoot and fight off other Titans until I'm like basically dead and then eject. And then jumping through the top.
And that's just, man, when you get in the dropship and it's like, boom, and it takes off, you're like, oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm in outer space now.
Yeah, and you have that one moment of peace. You're like, oh, yeah, I can just sit and enjoy the view for a second. I got out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, so, good game, good.
Yeah, it's really good. It really is. This game is way more fun than I thought it was going to be. I
mean, good game, good. Levelsave.com.
After we played that beta, I was like, oh my gosh, this game's so great. And I've been playing it for... I mean, that's just been what I do. Like, every night I get home from work, that's what I do. I play Titanfall for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yep. Every day I've been playing it.
Many hours.
So nice.
I'll probably, as soon as we're done here, I'll probably make some coffee and go play some Titanfall.
Jesus.
So is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I want my own Titan. That's about it.
Like in the commercial for Titanfall?
That commercial is so good.
Like
everything's better with a Titan.
It's like, don't walk. Pop, 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 pop. Takes out the sign. Oh, you can walk now.
Yeah. Oh my god, that commercial is the best.
It is a really cool commercial.
I just wish it was longer.
It just shows.
I want to see like him and his Titan getting breakfast together. They go out for a cup of coffee.
What happens during during a traffic jam?
Yeah, it would just be great. The Titans are great. I want one. I want to give one a high five.
He might take you out though. I think.
He'll be light.
They're gentle. Nice. You see that? They pick up pilots and put them inside.
Oh, no, that's the DLC I want.
High-fiving a Titan?
No, I want the Iron Giant DLC.
Do you guys name your Titans?
No.
No, but I want an Iron Giant Titan. That would be great. They should get on that.
Austin, you name
Vin Diesel would talk to you?
Yeah. Of course I named my Titan.
All right, so what are your loadouts names?
Mine, no, I didn't name my loadouts. I just named, like,
his Punchy.
The specific type.
Punchy.
His name's Punchy.
You punch a lot of people with in your Titan? I do. Hey, you got to get that big punch.
My Titan's name is Betty, so I can go into a Dizzy impression every so often.
Hmm. What?
I don't know.
Gears of War?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, that's not a thing.
Gears of War 2.
Your echo Dizzy. Is back, Matt.
No. Name Dizzy. My rig's a little sweet thing named Betty. Nobody?
Oh. I've never played a Gears of War game.
Whoa! So, you gotta do that, Matt.
I have them.
You played. You should get it, right?
I mean, I know who you're talking about now, but it's not like something I was going to get off the top of my head. It's not like saying, shit, yeah. Like, everybody gets that. You know,
what is that? What are you talking about?
No, you haven't played Gears of War. Everybody that's played Gears of War gets that. Because you'll be playing, you'll kill something, and they're like, shit, yeah. It's pretty funny. No, Gears of War. Well, don't just play 3. Don't play 1 or 2.
No, what are you talking about?
3 is the best.
Yeah, but they're still all amazing.
Well, 1 is good. 2 is okay.
Well.
3 is pretty freaking fantastic.
No, 2 is probably the best.
2's campaign is horrible.
It's amazing. I just played through it last week.
Gears of War 2's campaign is stupid.
No, it's not.
It's stupid.
How?
Because it's just like, oh, we're going to go do this thing. Oh, no, and here's a problem, and then another problem, and then another problem, and then it's all it is.
Welcome to life.
Oh, stop it.
Video games.
That story is bad. Oh, now we're inside of a giant worm thing that's eating cities. No.
That sounds fun.
No, that story is not good. But Gears of War 3, man, I put so much time into that multiplayer too. Jeez, that's a freaking good game, Gears of War 3. Good looking game too, by the way. Anyways.
I don't think Barry knows a good game.
I know Titanfall. Titanfall's a good game.
Yeah, that's about it.
Shut up.
What a jerk.
So. I think that's it. Is that it?
That was our show.
Yep. That's it. That's our Titanfall episode.
If you would like to punch us in the face with your robot, find us on Xbox Live.
Sure, give him your gamer tag, Matt.
Yeah, the real Matt C. Find me on there.
Austin is AustinG909. I am
iKarmakazi.
Oh, iKarmakazi, that's right. What is iKarmakazi?
It was like...
I mean, I like it. I just don't know what it is.
I joined a clan called KSI. And I don't know where I got the name Karmakazi. I made it KSI Karmakazi. And then after I left all the clans and changed my gamer tag back, I just made it... I wanted to make it Karmakazi, but it was already taken, so I made it iKarmakazi.
Oh.
I like it.
So yeah, come punch us in the face with your robots.
Yeah, and
it'll be fun.
I am Weapon with a 0, because apparently I am Weapon was too close to someone else's gamer tag.
Uh-huh.
So I gotta add, that's like, I am Weapon everywhere. It's spelled the same way on everything except for Xbox Live. I gotta add a stupid 0.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm one of those people. Like, put a 3 or a 0 here and there.
Just make the S a 5. It'll be good. Don't worry. No one will tell the difference.
Yeah, and you can follow me, Barry, on Twitter at IamWeapon. You can follow Matt at the real Matt C. You can Fossen. You can follow Austin on Twitter at AustinG909. And thanks for listening to the Titanfall episode. If you don't want to hear about Titanfall, well, we'll have another episode coming. And if you got this far, you already listened to the episode anyways. So peace out.
Adios.
Scatman's world.
I hate you.
Oh, Austin.
Hatred, Austin.
What? What's wrong?
I don't even know what this is.
It's Scatman.
Well, obviously.
How do you not know what this is? What's wrong with you, Barry?
I don't know.